Welcome to the Whole Point Podcast, all about guest conversations and our personal thoughts about big ideas that will elevate your life and change your mind.
We're talking about how to bring them into your business, your family, and your real life, and what that looks like day to day on any random Tuesday. I'm Christy Bartelt, a quirky, wise mentor helping women confidently love themselves and change their lives and their minds.
I'm Serena Talbot, and I'm passionate about helping people heal and accomplish their goals, bringing spirituality and intuition into the process so that people can move forward with the life they are created to live. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Thank you for joining us again. We are talking about doing hard things first in our lives. And this has been part of my pandemic education, if you will. I have been using this framework with exercise because it's something I want to do. I know that I like the results of it, but I wasn't actually making it happen. I was thinking about it, but I was like mid-morning going, oh, when am I going to fit that in? When am I going to fit that in? So I began to take the tactic of, okay, it feels like this is a hard thing for me, even though it's something I want. So I'm going to do it first. There's a book, I think it's called Eat That Frog. I always say that to my kids. You got to eat that frog first. You got to do that thing, swallow that medicine. And so I began doing it, and it's a game changer.
So the deal is, this is what tons of people have studied, tons of people have done research on, and the most successful people, they do this. If they have to make a hard business call, you know, maybe fire somebody or have a hard conversation, they do it first. And the idea is, if you don't do it first, it's following you throughout the day. So it's influencing and bringing down your energy and making you bummed and, you know, slowing you down and all the other things. If you're like, oh, I don't want to do that, I'm going to put it at 4:30 right before, you know, work is done. It's on your mind, distracting you, and you're not able to do good work. Where if you get it done, even if it's hard, you can move on to the other things, and it's not like this, you know, baggage that you're carrying with you. So successful people do it.
Surprisingly, when you do the hard thing first, you get such a boost. You're like, look at me. I'm amazing. Like, I always laugh because, so my husband is working from our basement, and that's also where I work out. So he gets down there to start working probably about mid-workout for me. And so afterwards, I'll always, as I'm walking past him, he goes, slay the day, like in this like metal rock, like funny voice. And I laugh because he says it, but it's true. I feel like at that point, I have already slayed the day. Like the dragon is dead. I've killed it. I've eaten the frog. Everything's going to be good from now on because I did the hard thing that I wanted to do. I feel really good about myself.
Yeah. And if you didn't accomplish the rest of the things for your day, you'd still feel like I accomplished something. And that haunts you. If you get to the end of your day and you don't feel like you accomplished things, or it's like vague, did I or didn't I, that is super draining. And we, if we're going to be successful, we have to have energy. Success is at a high energy level. And so we have to figure out the ways to keep ourselves energized, to communicate with people, to put ourselves out there, to, you know, do the tasks that we need to do. And so this is the way that you do that. But what I'm so excited that we're talking about, that we just discovered, like we've had, right? You have an idea of something, and then you read someone who's like put it in words beautifully and perfectly. This is what just happened to us as we were framing this out. Gretchen Rubin has laid out how different people do this and look at this. And as we talk about, you're going to understand why some people, they do this naturally, so they wrote the book about it. And then others of us struggle with it, and we're going to explain that. What's the name? Is it a name of the book, or is
is called Four Tendencies. Gretchen Rubin's Four Tendencies, I believe, is what the book is called, by Gretchen Rubin. And it's really about self-mastery and better understanding of like your own, what influences you to meet expectations in general in life, however they may be showing up for you. That's my framework for it.
Yeah. And so do hard things first. That's going to look different for different people. And that's what we find as we coach people, as we interact, as Christy and I do our own hard things first. So we're going to talk about different ways that could look for you, and kind of stick ourselves in how it shows up for us, and then talk about how to actually do it. So it's not just a concept and a cute little, you know, idea, but that you actually can do it like you are with exercise, like I do with meditation and journaling, you know, get up early and do that. Or if I do have to have a hard conversation, not put it off and put it off, but
yeah, because it'll be funny. Like for me, meditating is never a hard thing. Like that's like, I would put that above. I'd be like, oh, children, mm-hmm. you need to stay alive from a tiger. Just 20 minutes and I'll help you with that because yeah. mama's going to meditate first, because that's okay. not a hard thing for me, but that could be a hard thing for someone else. And that's their for hard me. Thing they need to do first. Right. So this is why it's so varied for people.
Tell us why. Why is it harder for me than you? What are the four types?
Okay. So Gretchen Rubens, we're just going to call her Gretchen, like we know her. Okay. So her four types are labeled this way, and you can actually, we'll link to it in the show notes, but you can go on her website and you can take a quiz that will tell you which of these four tendencies you have or which of these you are. So first one we'll go over is the upholder, and this person meets inner expectations and meets outer expectations. So that's the upholder. The obliger, this person meets outer expectations and resists inner expectations. The rebel, this is the one. Come on, rebels. If you're out there, whew, you guys, we love you. You're getting things done, but my goodness. Okay. So the rebel resists outer expectations and, spoiler alert, they resist inner expectations too. They just don't like expectations. And then the questioner resists outer expectations and meets inner expectations. I am a questioner. I would say I fall kind of borderline into the upholder stance, but I do just simply on the amount of questions I ask, I fall into that camp.
And I'm an obliger. And this is so powerful to me because I have a lot of shame because I don't have the accountability. Like if I set a goal and I don't tell anybody about it, and if I don't have some outer accountability, somebody that's going to hold me to it, like I can just let it go really easily if something else comes up, or if there's, the obliger really is about somebody else's need is more important than the inner need. So I had a lot of shame, like I need to be getting up and be motivated and do it no matter what, rain or shine, all the time. And it's more bendable for me unless I hire or install in my life the accountability. So this was really eye-opening for me.
I love how much you oblige me as I ask people, all the questions.
People like me, but I might not be getting the crap that I want to get done in my life.
So give me an example, Serena, of when you are thinking of doing hard things first. Let's take meditation, for example, if that one works for you. What would be a way that you, knowing you want to do the hard thing first, what would be a way for you to work within that framework for yourself of being an obliger?
Yeah, absolutely telling somebody else I'm doing it. And then that's motivating, because then if I don't do it, I'm a hypocrite. Like
and you haven't met their expectation at that point because they've mm-hmm. expected it of you. Mm, yeah. Interesting.
Isn't it? And then recently hiring a business coach, because there's things in my business I need to do, like with the books and then with systems.
Yeah.
And
systems.
If I was internally motivated, there's people that just do that and they knock it out of the book. So that's the type of person that's helpful to me to keep me motivated in that way. And it's crazy because it works. I will do the things. If I have to look in someone's eyeballs over Zoom or in real life next week, and they're going to ask, did you do it?
Mm. It's interesting, because with the exercise thing, what I have found is I was reading a book and we talked about doing hard things, my kids and I, a couple weeks ago now. At that point, I'm like, okay, now they know the framework. So I'm like doubly accountable, but because yes. I don't want to feel the inner shame. It's not because I feel like, it's not even yes. if they shamed me that it would be that bad. It would be this inner, I've made this pact by giving them the information and yep. with myself that I want to uphold for myself. Hey guys, we're so excited that you listen to the podcast and we want to reach even more people. We need your help. Can you review our podcast? Let us know what you love about The Whole Point. Tell us what takeaways you've experienced, what knowledge that you've really appreciated, and what kind of guests that you love listening to. And in exchange, we're giving away an intuition session?
We have recently started offering intuition sessions to anyone who's interested in having Christy and I both hold space while you ask the really big questions in your life and get the exact answers that you need to move your life forward in the direction you want to go, or get those burning questions maybe that keep you up at night answered in a peaceful way that nobody else in the whole world knows except you, and learning that self-trust that you have the answers and that you actually know how to tap into that.
So what we'd like you to do is review the podcast. When you've done that, send us a direct message. Screenshot your review, send it to us, and you'll be entered to win a 2-hour intuition session hosted by Christy and Serena, a $222 value just for helping us by reviewing and telling us what you love about the podcast. We can't wait to hear what you have to say.
That's what it is. Like, I don't have that. I'm just like, it's fine. Like, who cares? And so that feels like lazy, right? If you don't understand this. And until I employed, like, it's interesting because I get that motivation when I have somebody else. I'm like, oh, look what I'm getting done. I'm doing such a good job. Look at, you know, the things that I'm doing. And it's what I want. But it took me a really long time to understand that I need to actually have on my team and part of my success plan to have the accountability, whatever that looks like. And it can't be another obliger, because then I've done that before where we're just like, oh, it's fine.
Like, she needs like a full like rebel or upholder.
I need the upholder. I need the upholder. That's like, no excuses. This is important.
I do feel like I would like to I'd like to find a group, a pack in the wild of upholders that are running together. And I'd like to like solicit their framework of life. I have so many questions for them is basically what I'm saying. As the questioner, I want to know more about this being both of those things.
I wonder though, the upholder is going to have their own inner values.
Yeah.
So they're not all going to be upholding the same things. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine you get a group of them in a room and it could be very controversial. Like, my way is right. I don't know.
I wonder if Gretch has any, she probably hates that. We respect you highly. If by chance we are ever blessed enough, Gretchen Rubin, that you're listening to this podcast, I
love the name Gretchen. It means pearl.
Look at our obliger making sure everyone feels good. Okay. I just feel like if there was a meetup of all these people, I would love to ask them all the questions about what it's like to be their thing. This is why.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is why we do what we do.
It is.
It's
absolutely fascinating to me.
But when you understand it, you can figure out what you need to do the hard thing first. I need to have accountability, you know, whatever that looks like for me. You need to read a book and go, this is the thing you need to do.
Yep.
So you can do it.
I have jumped on my mini trampoline. I have a mini trampoline in my basement. It's like this funny part of my life. And I love it so much. And I have jumped on that thing almost every day for, I think, 6 years.
Even when you feel sick?
But especially when I feel sick, because it moves your lymphatic fluid. So it's actually really good for you. I know. Look at me. I've got all this knowledge about why it's good for me inside me. And I just go and do it. Like, no one has to tell me. For a while, it was just like a thing I did and I didn't tell people about it. But I look back on it knowing this and I'm like, yeah, I have a really, really strong meditation practice because I
value it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I'm really proud of myself and my questioner stance here for all these things I have done.
I love it because
that I need to do, but
you know, it's helpful for me to understand why, if I am going to go to if I'm going to go to the trouble to create the habits, then it's helpful for me to understand why.
Yeah.
And questioners have written the books about why, and that's very helpful.
You're welcome. Okay, so when you're doing the hard thing first and you understand maybe where your accountability could lie, some expectations that you need to put out, like where that intrinsic motivation to do this thing comes from, that's going to be really helpful, which is why we introduced this in this place. But one thing that has been incredibly important and I think will actually fit all of these categories, well, maybe except for the rebel. I mean, I feel like the rebel's a little nebulous to me. Like, I just don't get it.
I feel like that's Richard Branson. Like, I'm a little jealous.
Maybe. Zero jealousy of Richard Branson. I know. Well, I mean, I'd like the island and whatnot.
That's okay. That's what I'm saying.
But the point is you need to schedule the hard thing. So for me, it's like every morning, it's the first thing I do, which actually pushed back. I have a very, very, you know, specific morning routine. And I was like, if this is going to happen, it cannot come after meditation when I could then be interrupted by the kids post meditation. It needs to come first thing before other people are awake. So I basically shifted everything and said, I've got to do this hard thing first. And man, do I feel really good about it. I really feel good about it. And it's taken some tweaking to figure things out, but saying exactly when I'm going to do it and making that internal, for me, that internal commitment has been just a huge game changer.
Yeah. So what Christy and I always do, and we're going to do again right now, is say, get curious. We've just laid out different ways you could be motivated. So you can take the quiz or you can just know yourself a little bit and go, oh yeah, if I tell someone I'm on it. So the idea with the obliger is if something else comes up from someone else, that will be more important. And you'll know that. If you're the upholder, there's just, you know, whatever you set as a goal, you're going to do it and nobody's going to stop you. If you're the questioner, you're going to do all the research about it and it's the inner. So Christy, this means someone who says you need to do this is not as motivating, right?
Because I would be like, why do I need to do that? Do you have, what literature do you have that could prove that that's really important to me? Are there statistics I could review?
Where the upholder is going to be like, okay, this is what the people say I should do. And these are my values, right? They're going to be doing both. Mm-hmm. And then the rebel's like having none of it. What's fascinating with that is even their own, like they struggle with their own shoulds, you know, and they're like, no, I don't need to do that. And so they even say the answer for someone that has the rebel is make a list of things you could do today. So even in your to-do list, but they're very strong on their values. So if you're the rebel and that's resonating with you, you need to get really clear on your values and that is going to drive you and it will look maybe different every day or different in seasons where you're choosing and it has to be related to freedom. Freedom is a huge value, but then the task, the do hard things first, we could say maybe that would give you more freedom. You can experiment with that and see how that looks for you. Maybe
if you got this thing out of the way, you would have more freedom in your life.
Yeah, I need to make sure I'm not telling you what to do as a rebel, but maybe if you experimented.
Listen, rebels, we're not telling you what to do is what we're saying. You get to choose. Now go make a choice.
The idea that all of those are good. Yep. Because I think in society, we have a lot of upholders kind of running the rules shows and making everybody, some other people can feel bad. Understanding that, get curious about it. So take the information that we've given you, see what applies to yourself, and then see what works for you. Like Christy had to understand that it was the first thing that she needed to do to have this be part of her routine. For me, I know that I've got to let somebody else know, get myself accountable in some way.
And it could even be like, let's say Serena was doing, had an exercise goal. Hers might be going to a class because then it's expected of her.
Yeah. Groups are like huge for me.
Yeah. And mine is just as long as it's a commitment. Like I'm going to go. I've made the inner commitment. It's so important. It can't be stressed enough that you really should first get super clear on what are the hard things you're avoiding. I mean, there's that meme going around Facebook that's like, I just did a task that I've been putting off for 8 months and it took 5 minutes. This is what we're talking about. This is the thing, that hard thing that's been weighing on you psychologically. Get it out of the way. Like just flush it by doing it and then live your life. It's really delightful.
Fellow obligers, go over to Whole Point either on Instagram or Facebook and, you know, we can hold you accountable or tell us the thing that you want to do or that you did and we can cheer you on.
And ask you all the questions about it because I will just to make sure you're really doing it.
And upholders, you can just brag. You can just brag
about
all the
bragging.
Amazing things that you're doing.
And rebels, shout us out. Who are my rebels? I want to know. I know you in real life.
Christy needs to experiment on you and research you.
I do feel a lot like I'd like to really have like a big research.
What am I saying? Dissect. You're going to want to dissect them.
I mean, you'll live through it, but it could get uncomfortable. This is what we wanted to talk about today. This is it. It's one thing. Pick your one thing. implement this in small doses, right? Once my exercise is locked in that I just do it, it'll no longer be my hard thing. Actually, it's already stopping feeling like the hard thing. It's just what I do. And I know how good I feel afterwards because I'm taking time when I'm done exercise to go slay the day, like to really feel it in my body, how great I feel. And so very soon I'm going to pick another hard thing because as our lovely Glennon Doyle tells us, I can do hard things. And that's a lovely mantra when you're starting this out. I can do hard things, and this is what I'm going to do it.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to the podcast today, everyone. Reach out to us. Let us know what your tendency is and what hard thing you are putting on the top of your list. Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. Leave us a review, subscribe so more people can find us.
And if you want more information about me or Christy, there's a link to both of our websites in the show notes. And we'll see you next time.